There was no treaty between Ireland and England. A treaty implies equality between contracting parties. In the so-called Treaty of 1921, one of the parties is made completely subservient to the other. Quote from a speech given by Kathleen Brady at the Butte Broadway Theater on December 10, 1923. She was referring to the recently passed Irish Free State Treaty, which she believed did not provide Irish independence from England. Hello, this is John Conlon, host of the Rocky Road to Dublin here on KBMF, and welcome to this episode of The Harp Without the Crown, where I'll be discussing the visit of Kathleen Brady to Butte, Montana in December 1923. Kathleen Brady was born in Belfast and became interested in the Irish independence movement by joining the Cumann na bhFann in 1915. This organization was considered to be a radical women's group committed to Irish independence. While in medical school, Kathleen became interested in raising money for a relief fund for Irish prisoners jailed by the British government. This fund would also aid dependents of the prisoners. Commitment to this cause led her to serve in 1919 as president of the Belfast Prisoners Fund. A few years later, she was arrested and jailed for transporting men and guns during the Four Courts takeover by anti-Free State Treaty forces in June of 1922. The Four Courts is home to many of Ireland's major legal and judicial buildings, and the occupation was considered to be the start of the Irish Civil War, which lasted for 2 years. Members of the Irish Volunteers and Irish Republican Army occupying the Four Courts complex hoped the occupation would bring down the Free State government. The treaty was viewed by these fighters and supporters, like Kathleen Brady, as an affront to those who had died in the 1916 Easter Rising. Complete Irish independence was their goal, and physical force was the means to obtain that goal. Kathleen Brady supported and participated in the occupation and was eventually captured and, as previously mentioned, jailed for gunrunning and transporting Irish volunteers. She served time in Dublin's Comainham jail and escaped after a few months. Just 1 year and a half later, she was in Anaconda and Butte, describing her experiences in Ireland. Kathleen arrived in Butte during December 1923 with Peter Golden, a poet, scholar, national secretary of the American Association for the Recognition of the Irish Republic, as well as secretary of the Irish Progressive League. As with most Irish activists that visited Montana, their speeches targeted audiences in Anaconda and Butte. Anaconda, their first speaking engagement, Kathleen and Peter Golden addressed a packed audience at the Anaconda AOH building. Newspapers noted the address took place in front of one of the largest audiences ever held at Hibernia Hall. The speakers were sponsored by the Anaconda branch of the American Association for the Recognition of the Irish Republic. This organization was considered to be one of the more active fundraising Irish-American organizations, especially for Irish relief programs. The Anaconda audience contributed $720 for Irish relief programs. This amount has a purchasing power of over $13,000 in 2024. The next night at the Butte Broadway Theater, Kathleen Brady was introduced to the audience as one of the biggest little women in the fight for Irish freedom. Newspaper accounts referred to her as a leading expert on the political and economic conditions in Ireland. The importance of her presence was underscored by the attendance of the governor of Montana, Joseph Dixon, a Republican leader of the progressive movement in Montana and a fierce opponent of the Anaconda Copper Mining Company. Both Kathleen and Peter Golden spoke on the topic of Irish relief, which detailed dire economic conditions in Ireland. Kathleen emphasized the importance of supporting Irish relief programs and the people who share a cultural and social history with the people of Butte. Her speech detailed the plight of the 20,000 Irish prisoners held in British prisons for their participation in various rebellions against the British Empire. Both speakers also detailed how this imprisonment impacted prisoners' families and highlighted their need for monetary support. Approximately $4,000 was collected that night in Butte for Irish relief programs. This amount has the purchasing power of over $73,000 in 2024. Although the main focus of her visit was to advocate for Irish relief programs, Kathleen always saved much of her talk to condemn the Irish Free State Treaty, which passed in 1921. Kathleen, like many of the Irish social activists and politicians who came to Butte, saw the treaty as a failure because it did not provide complete independence from England. She was actively involved in the physical force camp that advocated armed rebellion to obtain Irish independence. Most importantly, she was one of the many Irish men and women who brought their message to Butte and viewed the Irish Free State Treaty as a failure. Her remarks emphasized that Ireland's freedom would be won through the efforts of people who joined the armed forces, who were willing to lay down their lives for freedom. Kathleen Brady's visit served two important purposes. First, she raised significant amounts of money for the Irish Prisoners Relief Fund, which helped keep the brutal imprisonment of Ireland's rebellious leaders in the news and minds of the Butte Irish. Secondly, by appearing in Butte, Kathleen Brady followed the many Irish activists and politicians that brought their message of hope for an independent Ireland to Butte. These visitors recognized the importance of the Butte Irish community and its role in aiding the Irish independence movement. The result was that Butte shared the stage with the larger Irish-American communities of New York, Boston, and Chicago. These visits served to keep the goal of Irish independence and the sacrifices made by the heroes of the Easter Rising alive in the hearts and minds of the Butte and Anaconda Irish-American communities. Well, this is John Conlon, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Harp Without the Crown.
The Harp Without the Crown is written and recorded by John Conlon with production assistance from the staff at KBMF in Butte, Montana. Special thanks to the staff of the Butte Silver Bow Public Archives and the University of Montana Mansfield Library in Missoula. Find this and other episodes of The Harp Without the Crown at ButteAmericaRadio.org.